is Mistress Brighton, and I have a new blog over at EnchantrixTees.com called Cock Control Madness. I dance to the beat of my own drum. You already know this if you've ever called me in the past almost 8 years, yes, my anniversary is coming up, that I've been an Enchantrix fandom. But did you know that my real life is just as dominant as my fantasies? Why, yes, I am the poster girl for Cock Control Madness. And while all of you are like my besties that can't come over my house, you can always chat with me on the phone. I think Duchess Willow said it best. Yes, we're technically in service to you, but we're not like doms in a box or like fetish dispensers. Your fantasy begins when we say hello, and it ends after you either pop and shoot yourself in the eye with jizz or we hang up on you. Just a note, I will only hang up on you if you beg me and make it worth my while with a gift beforehand. Virtual bouquets are welcome. Oh, I had something in my throat. Why, yes, if your fantasy is to hear me tell you to fuck off right before you hear the dial tone, I'm happy to make that happen. But if your fantasy is cock control madness, do you know what you're getting yourself into? I also like inflicting pain, and I'm sadistic, and I'm heavily into BDSM and pain play. That doesn't mean that you have to be. It's important to remember that this blog and my phone domination started off as sensual femdom, and that's something that I offer. I'm just letting you know. There's no need to run screaming and crying away. We can do your thing. Just don't be a fucking dick about it, please. And now I'm going to woman-splain what I goddamn mean by that. What the submissive wants, and wants 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 and wants. Jesus fucking Christ, calm down, my guy, we get it. You have this imagery in your head of exactly what you want your experience to be, and you've rehearsed exactly what the femdom is going to say in your head, and then suddenly you're interacting with your dream domina, and oh no, she isn't following your script. She's not saying anything that you thought that she would say in your head. Why isn't she following it? As a matter of fact, she has a mind of her own and wants and desires and indulgences of her own. Oh my! So this is what my gal pal meant when she asked if you know the difference between your laundry list of wants and real femdom and BDSM. You're not going to get all your needs met in 10 minutes. Maybe not even in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours. You could try, though. And you're also not going to move anywhere past phone and text with us. Which is why I said you guys are my besties that aren't invited to my house. No, I don't do dominatrix sessions. I only do that with my boyfriend. Sorry! If you do have a rather long list of wants and wants and wants... and desires. Here's a few pointers, okay? Number one, we're not mind readers, Cupcake. I'm not going to know what the hell you want because you want me to know what you want because you think that we have this telepathy connection between us. Sorry to disappoint you. You're going to have to tell me what it is that you need. Number two, we're not going to follow the script in your head that we didn't even know existed. Number three, if you set up delusional expectations from jump, you're setting yourself up to fail and fail hard. Like, fall on your face and have those New York City metal grates imprinted on your face hard. How about we just, like, roleplay your cock control fantasy instead? Stop fucking crying, for fuck's sake. I didn't say that we couldn't play together on the phone. I didn't say we couldn't talk about your fantasy. All I said was I'm not gonna fucking marry you. Listen, I'm an asshole in real life. If you can't handle my bluntness and you want pink fluffy bunnies and ooh-oohs, I can give you those. While I'm fucking you off the rails with my lady cock, you might like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah! Let's do your roleplay, Subby. I'm game for that. I do adore my imaginative little subbies that know how to roll with the punches and the whips and the cake and the Twinkies. But let's discuss your stuff that you want to talk about, okay? But remember I said, don't be a dick? So we're going to talk about boundaries. I'm going to drill it into your head. I will watch porn with you. We can play games. We can just talk if you don't have anything really, a scene that you want to act out. You just want to talk to somebody. Flat out ignore you. Yes, we can do ignore calls. I will spank you. I will fuck you. Depending on what you define as fucking. Because in my mind, this strap-on is going up your ass. You might be shocked to know that almost all my boyfriends have big dicks and a naughty submissive side, and they indulge my bratty side. So yes, I sometimes enjoy riding a cock like a real one. Sometimes I even give great blowjobs. In scene, however, I'm not sucking your dick, don't ask. It's not fucking happening. And there are certain things that I steer clear of. So please, if you can be respectful of steering clear of things that I tell you to steer clear of without me having to repeat myself, I'm gonna love you forever. Woo, that was a long sentence. By love, I do mean sticking things up your ass. But what if you don't want things stuck up your ass? Well, duh, we won't do that then. Consent is a thing. I know that you guys think that just because you push boundaries, like, that everybody else is thinking like you. We don't do that. Did you guys, not grasp? From years and years of calling us, those of you that have been calling us for years and years, did you not grasp that we honor consent here and that it goes both ways? Which means you can't make us do anything that we don't want to do. And we can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. That's how that works. Just know that if you tell me to take control, as in cock control, don't say I didn't warn you. I go a little nuts with my femdom. My femdom world is fucking crazy. A lot nuts, actually. I'm notorious for turning out submissives and breaking them. While I'd prefer not to break you, it happens. They break themselves. But anyway, so I can keep playing with you. I don't want to break you. But I will ask that you honor your own safety or I will kick your ass. Safety and cock control is absolutely necessary. We're not skirting around that. That means that I'm going to give you the speech about how we're not going to do anything that will A, jeopardize your safety, B, jeopardize the safety of anyone who cannot consent. Actually, B should have been jeopardize my safety, but you get it. We're not going to do anything that jeopardizes your safety, my safety, or people who can't consent. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Good, because I will fucking backhand you and knock your teeth out if you do something stupid to compromise yourself. I won't really, but I'm just trying to drill this into your head. Safety first. Boners sometimes, often, equals stupid. I know how you guys think. You get horny and you stop thinking. So please get your shit together before you play with me, okay? Cock control is for everybody. If you've never read my blog about this being a safe space for trans people and non-binary, and about virtual gender bending and gender roles. Myself and Willow and also Harper all play in the virtual world and offer sessions. There are many people who are trans or exploring themselves who play in the virtual world with us and have our full support. That includes you, even if you're not doing virtual sessions. Whether you're playing on the phone with us, you're texting, you're virtual, you're gaming on Second Life, you're or whatever game, you're testing out your Lovins and remote toys or eSTEM or something. This is a safe space for us and for you, which means we're not going to do anything that would compromise your safety or our safety. And yes, Pride is coming up, but you can play with us year long. We offer options for people year round. So you don't have to wait until June to be your most authentic self. You can do that all year round, 365 days a year. I'm just going to pretend that all of you are today years old and you've never read my blog before and you've never been to the Empire. And I'm going to tell you that number one, we have an early bird 10 for 20 special in the wee hours from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. on all fun sex calls. Number two, multiple mistress fun sex is 20% off this month. That means the more mistresses you call, the merrier it's going to be for your wallet. And we all love two mistress calls, yes? I mean, I do. Multi-mistress calls are fun. They can be a little crazy, but let's do it. So gather your bits and just call us. Oh, and number three. Yes, for the people that have emailed me or sent me a message asking, I do wake-up calls. Click on the link in my blog. It'll take you. If you'd like a call with me, I'm actually available now. Call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Brighton. I hope that you've stopped crying and that this has been informative for you. I really do. If you're still crying, like, you can still call me, but I'm gonna, like, yell at you for crying. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Bye!